I hear about so many people that believe untruths. The thought that you need to be a pastor or person with a ministerial license or degree to do ministry. A perception about there is a certain level of Christian education required to share the gospel. Question: what does it take to do ministry? Short answer: L-O-V-E, with spiritual motives. Once, after having breakfast at a restaurant with a friend, I'll call her Judy. Judy paid for our meal and gave the server a sizable tip. I knew this because the young woman burst with a huge smile, then tears. She's overwhelmed and thanks Judy several times. I admit, I looked to see if I could tell the type of bill she received. I could not. Technically, it was none of my business. Judy blessed the young lady and told her the gift was for her and her children. Judy had engaged the server earlier, briefly learning about this person behind this kind service. Luke 6:30 through 35 says, "Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High." Judy modeled an example of giving to the server with no hope of receiving it back. We never talked about it in the car, but I know Judy. She's a believer and is motivated by the love of Jesus Christ. She was prompted by the Holy Spirit and responds in obedience. No ministerial license required.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others.